the ground, but 14 lizards were inside, busted at a New Zealand airport. Can somebody call Geico? Schwarzenegger wants to send undocumented inmates to special jails in Mexico, fair or foul. Californians are outraged. An olive branch for the Taliban. Seriously, I read that story today in the Times. Should we break it in half or extend it? You decide. We'll talk about it. Hey, everybody. Kay Delaney, America Tonight. From the left to the right and everywhere in between across this great nation. Boy, we have a fabulous show for you. Right from the get-go, something that's concerned me. I've heard these stories lately about teenagers and farm parties. And I thought that was passé, but apparently it's really bubbling up to an incredible boil. And very sad to hear those kind of stories. Kids sneaking prescription drugs from their parents and then ultimately holding these farm parties. Who better to have on the show than one of our favorites, Dr. Donna Barsky from Texas Star Pharmacy. Dr. Donna, thanks for coming back with us on ATN.
I'm glad to be here. How are you this evening?
I'm great, but I'm not so great about these farm parties. It concerns me. I mean, this is our youth. There's so much to look forward to. What are they doing, Donna?
Well, it's rather strange. The funny thing about kids is they think that if it's something that comes out of the pharmacy, it's safe to use. But what they don't understand is when you start mixing things and sharing with others and carrying things to parties, then they start mixing it with alcohol, then they've got some issues.
Yeah, and what are the dangers? I mean, as far as it could go, as far as death, right? If it's too potent what they mix.
Oh, absolutely. And what you have to understand too is some of these things have major drug-drug interactions as well. But if you're mixing something like methamphetamine, which is or amphetamines, some of the ADD medications that they have out there right now, or methylphenidate. I mean, those things can cause heart racing. If you are not a patient that absolutely needs these things for ADD, I mean, it can cause heart attacks, especially in larger quantities. But then you take that and you mix it with something like Vicodin or a sleep medication. I mean, your body's getting all these missed signals, and all of a sudden you're going to have some issues.
So what would you suggest? There's lots of parents listening to this show tonight, I'm sure, all over the country. What would you suggest that they do, hide the medications?
Well, you know, they can do that, but you also have to understand, too, that sometimes maybe mom and dad have had a root canal and the doctor's given them a medication, a Vicodin or something like that, that they, you know, they might take three or four and then they put the rest in the cabinet. If you're going to keep the medication, then I would say put it under lock and key, because it may not be your children. It may be your children's friends who are coming in and perusing your closet. So it's something that you kind of have to keep away from these kids, because if they find something, it's like candy to them. They'll just save it for when they have their next party. Mm-hmm. So, and a lot of times, even these children who maybe have had wisdom teeth removed, they might use five or six of these things while they're recovering, and then all of a sudden they have all of these new friends, and the friends are going, hey, if you're not going to be using those, can I have them? And yeah, they're going to let them have them because they're sharing. They may not realize the implication or the complications at the time, you know, but these are all kind of warning signs. So I would say if you do not intend to use the medication, then destroy them or take them to your pharmacist and let your pharmacist destroy them for you.
And I think a lot of people don't do that. That's a great suggestion. For people who don't know, farm parties, it's exactly what we're saying. Kids have different drugs. They all get together at a big party, and they don't necessarily sell it. It's more about trading, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more about trading or sharing, because a lot of times, you know, you get together and, of course, they say, well, we're just going to go hang out at so-and-so's house. Well, if so-and-so doesn't have a parent that's there, you don't really know what they're consuming. And if several friends all show up with things from their medicine cabinets, a lot of times, I mean, they'll come with a Ziploc bag full of different colored pills. They call it trail mix. And they just kind of all pour it in a bowl, and you can kind of take what you want, and they're sharing and visiting and having beer, and you just don't know what they're going to mix with it.
Yeah, no kidding. There's another thing, too, that's happening. There have been recently some studies that have been done about teen abuse of ADHD drugs, because I guess these poison control lines are getting a lot of calls, and they have been getting a lot of calls really for the past 10 years. There's more emergency room doctors that are being asked questions about it. What's going on with the abuse there?
Well, I will tell you this, that probably one-fourth of the hospital admits are due to the fact that these kids have overdosed on prescription meds. You know, kids don't equate the use of prescription meds with the same kind of status as someone who's using heroin or using marijuana. They think it's okay to use something if it comes from the pharmacy. But it, there again, it can create so many issues that they can end up in the hospital or dead without anyone even realizing what's happened.
Yeah. You know, I almost wonder if, and it's always so controversial when you suggest it to school boards, but wouldn't it be great if you could go around and you could talk to the various schools about what a pharmacy does, and what about the drugs that you get from the pharmacy, and when the doctor prescribes something, and what about mixing it? What a novel idea to actually teach these kids a little bit about the drugs, and maybe they'd be, they're put a little bit of sense of fear in them. Do you think that would work?
Well, I will tell you that in our area here, the school board has taken a very proactive approach to this because they have very little tolerance, you know, for children who bring medications on the school ground. So what they've done is they have these programs. The sad thing is a lot of times the parents don't hear about these programs, and they're usually in the evenings. And, of course, the kids aren't going to tell mom and dad, hey, mom and dad, there's a meeting going on tonight about the abuse of medication that comes out of your medicine cabinet. So the word doesn't always get out, but they've done a pretty good job of trying to train the kids, and they also have programs where they have peer pressure on the good side. You know, they have these clubs that these kids will go around, and if there's an issue or if they know that there's somebody that's in trouble or someone who's doing these things or bringing medication to school or whatever, you know, they address it. If they hear about it, they notify the authorities, you know, the teachers and the staff on board. And I will tell you, they usually have a police liaison that's attached to the school that helps with all of this and becomes, you know, on campus. The kids know them, you know, and if there's an issue, they can usually go to the police liaison or they can go to the office. Just a hint to the wise, and then, see, they're pretty much anonymous for these kids. They don't have to know, you know, or they don't let anybody else know that they're the ones who's squealing, but at least they can address it at that time so it doesn't escalate into something problematic.
Well, let's hope more kids take advantage of that, and let's hope that that's happening all over the place, that more people are getting wise to this and taking that proactive approach. Dr. Donna Barsky from Texas Star Pharmacy, as always, a pleasure for to have you on the show. Thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, and so word to the wise, as Dr. Barsky says, if you've got prescription drugs that are hanging around, hey, it might be not be your kids. It might be the kids that are coming over. You might lock them up or just have them destroyed. There's also that expiration date. I mean, I'm terrible at this. When I just moved a while ago, I didn't realize it, went underneath the cabinet, had a bunch of stuff that was expired from years before. And who knows? Who knows who gets inside your medicine cabinet, right? Coming up on the flip side, all about that olive branch. Your eyes are going to roll around in your head when I tell you about this story I found in the New York Times today. Stay with us.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today.
Well, proud and confused, because baby, you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck that has got to hold on you. Losing money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All that between mistakes, the chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's wrong with you.
All right, let me just say this about extending an olive branch to the Taliban. I'll tell you what, I think if the administration decides to really play this up and really go for it and do this, that's it for Obama. There's not going to be another 4 years. It's four and done. Unless something dramatic happens in the Middle East, particularly in Afghanistan, Pakistan, where we're talking about, and let's say they smoke out Osama bin Laden. So here's the scoop. And we have talked about this before on America Tonight. But I guess my dander just got all bunched up, shall we say, when I read the New York Times today and saw the story. It's a good story, but pretty thorough. Talked about the Obama administration putting the troops into Afghanistan and then talking about the dilemma of the war, whether or not to reconcile with the people who sheltered Osama bin Laden and who still have close ties to al-Qaeda. The scoop is that Hamid Karzai, the Afghan president, is really lighting the fire of this fuse. He wants to reach out to the Taliban, and privately, the administration is acknowledging privately that they are actually considering this idea. If it backfires, this is a political nightmare here on our soil, because you also would jeopardize that bigger effort to lure the lower-ranking Taliban fighters who have nothing to do with the top-shelf guys back into, roll them back into Afghanistan's society. And what's happened is there are these donor countries, of course, led by the U.S., that's us, Japan, Britain, and they're all committing $100 million basically a year to the Afghan fund, and that is to reintegrate, and we have specifically talked about this, reintegrating the soldiers of the Taliban with jobs, cash, and other inducements. In other words, hey, guess what? We're going to give you some coin if you say bye-bye to the Taliban and you work for us now. You're part of Afghanistan. You're with the Afghanistan troops. So whatever it is they have to do for them, cash isn't the only thing. Other inducements. But what's happened is the hardcore Taliban, I mean, they're not going to do this. There's just no, there's no way the hardcore guys are like Mullah Muhammad Omar. He's not going to be game for that. So what do you do there? What do you do in that case? And this suggestion has been the olive branch suggestion, right? So Mullah Omar might be off limits for the U.S., but what about reconciling with some of the other top shelf guys? And this conversation apparently has really heated up in D.C. It's not being played out night after night after night, but you see how much Afghanistan takes a back seat to so many other things that are happening across the U.S. This is the way it kind of gets buried until Americans are killed, more soldiers are killed, or something else happens, or there's casualties, people at a marketplace or whatever. So this would be a huge, huge and messy thing, I think, to completely just abandon the idea, because I still like the drone idea. Might not be popular with a lot of people, but I truly believe with enough reconnaissance, the drone is the way to go. You got to wipe these guys out. They're not taking an olive. If they take an olive branch, how soon do you think they'll throw that branch in the ground when the U.S. leaves? I don't see how Hamid Karzai thinks that the Taliban can be rolled into his government. Has he looked back in his own history of his people and what's happened even since he's been in the position that he's been in? Well, and this is the weird thing, too. Suggesting doing this just a couple of years ago, the Karzai got rid of two guys from the West, two Western officials, we'll call them, because they had unauthorized contacts with the Taliban. And the United Nations said, well, that's not really true. The talks were with tribal elders. That's what it was about. And then it was one guy who worked for the European Union, and he knows how to negotiate with the Taliban. So the bottom line is, top shelf, lower shelf, whatever. I mean, if you're talking about guys who just say, oh, I'm with the Taliban, and then they were going after soldiers or going after other people, and sure, you want to get them to put down their weapons, of course, because less blood left on the, if you will, call them battlefields. But trying to go for the top guys, no way. I think you have to adopt a policy that we do not negotiate with terrorists. And you really have to stick to that policy that we do not negotiate with them. And in this case, I don't see how it gets us anywhere. I don't see, ultimately, how you'll be able to convince the Taliban that this is the right thing to do, to just be rolled up into part of the Afghanistan government. Think of the money that's being made. Think of the money they're making with the poppy fields, right? I mean, why not get rid of these guys with drone strikes? And then anybody on the ground, get rid of as many as possible. So the olive branch to me is not, at least at this point, is definitely not the right way to go. And who's backing this? Well, for one, the Vice President, Joe Biden, says, you know, we need to be more open to reaching out because it might shorten the military engagement in Afghanistan. And also, the special rep for Afghanistan and Pakistan, Richard Holbrooke, also, privately mostly, it has said, you know, I understand what Biden and some of these other people are saying, but I have serious doubts about it. How can you reconcile with the Taliban leadership when they are right there as an ally of Al-Qaeda and pursue policies that would create permanent instability in Afghanistan? And that's what would happen. It would be completely unpredictable. If anything, I mean, maybe you split the Taliban and some of the subordinates, but more likely if you probably embolden them. That's probably what happens, because then they get the upper hand against the Afghan government. I think it would be absolutely, absolutely disastrous. So I'll put the question to you. They're tossing it around in D.C. in the back rooms. Hey, maybe what we do, maybe Joe Biden's right, by golly, and maybe Hamid Karzai has a point. Let's reach out to everyone we can and that's in the Taliban ranks, not just the lower guys, the guys who really aren't tied in with Al-Qaeda, but let's go after everybody. Let's give them whatever they need, whatever they want. Cash, women, houses, whatever. Let's give them whatever they want and make a deal. Let's play. Let's make a deal and let's end this thing and we all go away happy. Are you kidding me? Can these diplomats be this stupid? No, really. Have we not talked to enough people who have dealt with Al-Qaeda? Have we not talked with enough FBI, former FBI people who have told us some of the things that have happened? I don't see it. You might have a different take, or you might agree with me. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I can tell you this. After the Americans who have put their heart and souls into this Afghanistan, in other words, the voluntary military, the guys and the women who have agreed to go on one tour, then another tour, etc., if you were to cut a deal with the worst of the worst of the Taliban, think it's all great, give them the money, give them whatever they want, walk away from this thing in a couple of years and see it explode like a powder keg. It would be disastrous for whoever is president, if it would still be Obama at the time. And I can't imagine that this would do anything to help his reelection cause when it comes to the war effort, because this is one of the incredibly huge things that you have to deal with as president. And let's face it, it's part of getting reelected as to what's happening with our troops, how many are killed, what we're spending, what are we accomplishing. All those things are part of it. That's part of it. And when Obama was running, the big thing was we're going to have a timetable for Iraq and get out. And Afghanistan now could become the next stomping grounds where we're there for another decade. In fact, General McChrystal himself said he believes it'll be at least a decade. You want to throw in your two? You can. I gave you the number. I'll give it one more time, 800-259-5791. Odds and ends and more Taliban discussion on the flip side.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
Taliban's heart to make friends, give them the olive branch, give them the cash, the incentives, whatever they want? Or would this be a big mistake and really lead to nothing? I think it would lead to nothing. Ultimately, if there were deals made, the Afghanistan people would lose out or their government would lose out. And if the U.S. is gone, we'd be out of that hornet's nest sooner. But at the same time, nothing would have been accomplished because I think they would just go back on whatever the promise is. The philosophy is too deeply seated inside, and how you're crushing that with little incentives, I don't think so. And actually, if the Taliban was clever enough, they would take it, they would go along with it, and then they would spit in everyone's face ultimately in the end, right? 800-259-5791. Kate hanging with you here on America Tonight. Okay, some other things are going on, too. I am getting some emails. I promise I'll do an email segment tonight, so you can also send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Here's something else that I came across the other day, and I meant to jump to it on an earlier show. But, you know, the whole illegal immigration thing has just been shelved for now because you have health care reform and other things that are taking precedence, like, oh, yeah, the economy and jobs. But the governor of California, Schwarzenegger, is saying, we got problems with these prisons. They are buckling at the seams. So this is what we need to do. What we could do is we could send thousands of undocumented inmates to specially built jails in Mexico. And he suggested this. He was at some press club meeting and said, you know, we can't afford this. And this has strained our finances by $1 billion. We have 20,000 illegal immigrants in the state that we are housing. And we could do so much better in the prison system alone if we take the inmates and get them back to Mexico. So if California gives Mexico, you know, think about it. California gives Mexico the money. They take care of them. These are your citizens. and, you know, we basically pay to build the prisons down in Mexico, then we'd have the undocumented folks there in prison, and it would half the cost to build the prison and run the prison. We would save $1 billion, and that could be thrown into higher education. So this is because California is, once again, battening the hatches for the latest in state budget crises. It's just been, it's been on crisis mode, basically, for the last, I don't know, 2 years. And it was, remember, not too long ago when he declared a state of emergency, warning that cuts had to happen because we've got, you know, in California, $19.9 billion deficit. And they have some of the most overcrowded prisons in the U.S. 170,000 inmates, give or take, some housed there, designed for 100,000 people. You think Mexico's going to go for that? I'm thinking that they're not. I'm thinking Mexico says, no thanks. Felipe Calderon, hey, do you want to, would you like some of your folks back? We'll build the prison for you, because it shouldn't cost us too much if we use your materials down there and some of the people to help us as well. This would really help us in California, and this way we all win. I have a feeling Mexico would say, no thank you. So, you keep the criminals. We don't want them. You want to send other people back, we understand. But we don't want our stinking prisoners back here. It's an interesting suggestion, but as I mentioned, you have to have the other partner across the border who's willing to do that deal. Plus, and I guess he's figured the numbers out, weighing building the prison, who's running the prison and all of that, and then removing the prisoners from the facility in California, getting them to Mexico. I think that could be done actually pretty easy. But it would be the engineering costs, how fast could this happen? And I don't think it could happen fast enough to help them in this budgetary crisis that they're in the middle of right now. Because it really would have to happen overnight, and I don't see that. I applaud Schwarzenegger for trying to think out of the box. And really, this is part of the problem. Because nobody wants to deal with the illegal situation, you have California drowning in all kinds of bad money losses thanks to the illegal population. And the jail system is just one of the many examples. In other border states, hospital costs have soared. I know I've told this story probably 100 times. And if I sound like I have Alzheimer's and I'm repeating myself, I apologize. But I think it was one of the best ever examples of abuse because of the government's denials on where are we moving, how do we move forward, what do we do with the illegal population in this country. But it became so bad in Dallas, Texas, at a huge hospital, Parkland Hospital, that they couldn't take it anymore. They couldn't take the cost, and they were certainly passing the cost on to other people who were coming in with insurance and using the hospital. They sent a check for $2 million to Mexico, sent it to the president of Mexico, said, what do you want me to do with this? Sent a bill for $2 million. What do you want us to do with this? Pay it. They're your people. We're not paying this bill. And, of course, they're not paying the bill. But it was just to make the point, we're dying here. What do you want to happen? And we just continue to push this off in a corner. Now, 2010, it was suggested last year in the legislature, Capitol Hill. Okay, so the problem that we're dealing with in this country, and knowing how many people are here illegally, and are we going to have an amnesty program? How do we handle this? What about paying back the government? What about fines? What about fining people? All that stuff was completely put off to be dealt with in this year. I don't know if they'll even take it up. At the rate we're going, it seems likely that this won't even see the light of day until maybe 6 months down the road, if then. And you see the problems. I think that I think Schwarzenegger should push for that. I say meet with the president of Mexico and tell him we have these open trade, the open trade between our countries and the things that we're doing, and we don't want to jeopardize whatever. So let's decide we're going to do something here that helps the great state of California. Of course, in Mexico, they feel like they got ripped off and that California really should be Mexico. It might be easier to reverse that, as George Lopez, the comedian, often says. This might have got lost in the sauce, but this is on the juicier side of D.C. and politics. John Edwards, a former aide to John Edwards, says in his new book that the two-time presidential candidate told him he thought about leaving his wife, but also said he loved her, and that was the main reason that he wanted to keep details of an affair hidden. So Andrew Young is the guy's name. And Andrew Young was asked to cover everything up. He was asked to lie and say that the baby, Ryle Hunter's baby, was his baby and all these other kind of weird things. So, of course, when you leave a situation like that, you got to capitalize. So he's got a tell-all book that accounts pretty much day by day how Edwards asked him to help cover up the affair, promised to take care of him in the future, and the whole bit with what happened along the campaign trail. The book comes out over the weekend. It's called The Politician, and it's a pretty unflattering portrait of John Edwards, who I think is still in Haiti. He talks about his obsession with campaign donations and his hair and his disapproval. And this is what he's quoted as saying in the book, John Edwards. He disapproved of fat rednecks at state fairs. And also the other things that he did to hide what became this affair over the course of time when he was out campaigning, including he asked his aide, Edwards asked his aide, to find a doctor to fake a paternity test and to steal a diaper from the baby to secretly do a DNA test. Oh, not looking good. Not looking good at all. And then there's this videotape that shows Edwards and the woman he was messing around with naked. And he says it was like watching a traffic pile up occur in slow motion. He this is what he says. He says it was repelling but also transfixing. So John Edwards is probably going to go into seclusion, even deeper into seclusion, once he gets back from Haiti, and because this book will come out everywhere and everybody's going to talk about it, just like the other book, Game Change. But this has some really super, super specific things in it. And in the meantime, he's been secluded since he admitted to having the affair back in August 2008 because of the federal investigation into his campaign finances. See, that's the thing. Did he use campaign money that the people who were backing Edwards, their hard-earned money, did he use that money to pay this woman who was a videographer? That's the nasty side of the whole thing. And that's what could bring him down even further. I mean, he's done with politics. There's no question about that. He's certainly not the first person to fool around on the road, but just the level of what he did to try to cover it up, and then the things that they would do on the trail and trotting out his poor wife who was riddled with cancer. Oof. Stay with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Tonight, you know, we're going to be talking about the president's State of the Union speech. What should the Prez talk about in this speech? If you were writing this for him, what would you include? I can tell you this, straight talk on the economy, whatever. No flowery implications of this, of what. Let's hear about who's accountable and where we're headed and focus on these things that are being proposed all over the place, taxes, etc. Who's getting taxed? Then who is the so-called middle class by the definition of this current administration? Focus on the economy. I don't think there's much, there hasn't been much mention, only when somebody's in trouble, like Bernanke, to rally the troops and get out there and talk about how things are moving along, or to go after the Wall Street fat cats, because there's blowback on that after the bonuses were announced and people were outraged and, oh, we're going to have new regulations. I would take a big chunk of that speech and I would spend a lot of it on things that affect everyday Americans. Everyday Americans. What about the overhaul of health care? I don't know that he'll go there too much. I think he should, because it's in flux, and let's find out what his thoughts are on what's happening with health care. Obviously, most Americans, or a chunk, and I shouldn't say most, a chunk of Americans are not happy with the proposals that are being tossed about in the Senate, the thousands and thousands of pages and the deals that have been made to get things passed. I would think that as the president, who's a Democrat, he'd have to rally the troops, rally the Democratic Party. But it has to be on the economy. He mentioned the spending freeze. And it's interesting. If you stick around in our next hour, we've got a look back on some comments on spending freezes. But in certain areas, everything but military and, you know, other areas that can be frozen. So I think that this is, it's the focus seems to be on transforming, or might be, on transforming health care. There's been a little subtle shift after what happened in Massachusetts last week. The number of people who approve of the job President Obama is doing on the economy is 47%. And that's actually up 5 points from December. Only 27 registered voters said their decision on who to support in the November congressional elections would be a vote to send a signal of the opposition to the president. But the numbers are still pretty gloomy overall for a prez who just 1 year ago was anointed, you know, sainthood by the public. It's been the last couple of months of pretty much a big slide. Maybe things are stabilizing somewhat. Maybe there's a little more support across the country. Some people are finding jobs and we just haven't heard about it, even though every number I turn to seems to be an ugly one, a double-digit number. Few places, not as bad of a bounce, but, you know, look at the people in Detroit. Talk to the people in Detroit and Michigan. They're still suffering the effects of the auto industry, for one. Plants closing down, and I would have to assume the focus will be on money, will be on the economy. And that's, personally, that's what I would address. In the State of the Union, I would be real specific with it. We're not glowing, feel-good scenarios. Honest-to-goodness facts on what's happening and where the president intends to take the nation. Absolutely. Speaking of things related to the economy, this is a shocker. You know, it was just the other day when we told you about Toyota suspending the recalling several models of cars to fix the accelerator pedals that stuck. I mean, they were sticking. It was so dangerous. Now, Toyota, which is the world's number one automaker, is suspending sales of 8 different brands, including the Camry, and this recall is underway to fix those accelerator pedals, and it's halting production lines at plants all over the place, from Canada on down through Texas. Part of the deal is starting the week of February 1st, they're stopping it to assess and coordinate what's going on, because 2.3 million cars, trucks, SUVs, that's a giant, giant number. And they said they were unaware of any accidents or injuries due to the pedal problems, but there are people that are going after them if for a Corolla accident, a Camry accident. So there have been several. And there's, as I mentioned, a bunch of these cars now are not going to be produced. The Toyota dealers said they were concerned that it would hamper their sales, and they hope that the parts to fix the problem would be distributed quickly. But there's a lot of people that will be affected by this. The plants that will be affected, Princeton, Indiana, Lafayette, Indiana, if they need that anymore, more piling on there. Georgetown, Kentucky, San Antonio, Texas, and Georgetown. We know we have lots of people that listen to us in that plant in Georgetown. Also a place in Ontario, Canada, about 300 workers who build V8 engines at a Toyota plant in Huntsville, Alabama, also affected by this. Workers have the option, I suppose, from what I hear from the company, of receiving additional training. They can take a vacation or unpaid leave. I think I would take, additional training, unless they just have money piled up, but I doubt it. So there's a lot of people that are affected by the decision. And the customers with the cars sticking. How scary is that? They had problems before with the gas pedals becoming trapped under the floor mats, and then there would be a sudden acceleration, and there were a lot of crashes, including some fatalities as a result of what was going on with the car. So no doubt, once they got wind of the amount of lawsuits that were starting to rain down on them and how dangerous it was becoming, they had to do something. Because I think I mentioned on the air that there was somebody that said, oh, no, we were aware there was problems. We were just trying to fix the problem. Yeah, we thought it'd be okay if the pedals stuck until we started to get calls from our lawyers who said, boy, you better open up the vault because we got some more people that are dead thanks to what's happening with the cars and the accelerator. That'd be pretty scary. You're driving along and suddenly you think it's you and you can't. You're just trying to find that pedal, you know what I'm talking about, and it's stuck under that mat. Ooh, that's a scary, scary day, isn't it? And then you call the dealer and they tell you, I can't find anything wrong with it. Then 2 weeks later, there's this massive, massive recall. Wow. Yeah. And Toyotas are, people swear by Toyotas, pretty well-made car. They run forever, and maybe there's more to that. I mean, really, people drive those cars. Of all the cars that I've seen on the road, especially the Camrys, do you ever notice this wherever you're living and listening to me? What are the beater cars that you see where you know people may have, who knows, 250,000 miles on it? Toyotas, a lot of Toyotas. Matt, what do you drive? You have like a gazillion miles on your car.
Yeah, it's a Toyota Camry.
Of course. It wasn't part of that recall because I think it's too old.
Exactly. It's a solid 96 Camry. I don't know. Run forever.
So no problems with the sticking with the pedal and sudden acceleration.
No, that's just my own lead foot.
Yeah, we can't do anything about that. So, but it's true. He's Matt's one of many people I know that say that you get a few things fixed here and there, and it'll last for a very long time. So this is pretty abrupt. This is unusual for Toyota to suspend sales of 7 models of cars. Is huge. That means massive lawsuits started to pour in. No question about it. All right, if you have any thoughts on the olive branch being extended to the Taliban or Schwarzenegger saying, let's just send the inmates who are part of the illegal population back to Mexico, we'll build the prison, and then they can be there in their own land, and we won't have to pay to house them, so we'll save about $1 billion. What do you think? Good idea? Bad idea? I like it. I think it's a good idea. You might disagree with any of the things that I've said on the show. That's cool. Or you might agree or have a different point of view. Shoot me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net.
Hey, everyone. Come and see how good I look.